Let's move on to new business. Have you taken care of McBain?
You don't have to worry, Senator Mendoza. By now, our dear friend McBain has met with a, shall we say, unfortunate accident.
Excellent. With McBain out of the way, nothing can stop us. Any more new business?
Only your death.
McBain!
Meeting adjourned.
$2.50 for this?
What a chip.
You certainly broke up that meeting.
Right now I'm thinking about holding another meeting in bed.
Oh, McBain.
I want to see the manager. The screen was too small.
The floor was sticky.
The romantic subplot felt tacked on.
In short, we demand a refund.
Sorry, it's against our policy.
No policy, you.
Hey, don't have a heart attack, old dude.
Don't you tell me what do you, young whipper snapper.
And thank you most of all for nuclear power, which is yet to cause a single proven fatality. At least in this country. Amen.
Very nicely said, Homer.
Dad, Bart ate a green bean during the blessing.
How do you know unless you open your eyes during the blessing?
Eating is worse than opening eyes.
Is not.
Is too.
Is not.
Is too.
Is not too.
Quiet, you kids! If I hear one more word, Bart doesn't get to watch cartoons and Lisa doesn't get to go to college.
Dad!
Not one word! I thought I said knock it off.
We didn't say anything.
Not one word.
Well, no pantomime either.
Telephone, Homer. It's the hospital.
The hospital? Yellow. Oh, my God!
Homer, I'm happy to say that your father only had a mild arrhythmia.
Mild? There wasn't anything mild about it. Now get back to the pharmacy, you quack.
Oh, with that feisty attitude, you'll bury us all, Grandpa Simpson.
Pull your chair closer, my son.
What is it, Dad?
Me, you! Not that close! Eesh. Homer, that heart attack made me realize that I'm going to die someday.
Oh, Dad, you and your imagination.
There's something I think you should know. Homer, you have a half-brother.
A half-brother?
Uh-huh. It all happened while I was courting your mother. I was checking out the skirts at the local carnival when I first saw her.
Hey, handsome, want to dunk the clown?
She did things your mother would never do, like have sex for money. A year later, the carnival came back to town and she had a little surprise for me. We left a baby at the Shelbyville orphanage, and I never saw him again. A year later, I married your mother, and we had you.
Abe, I want Homer to grow up respecting his father. He must never know about that carnival incident.
Okay.
Promise you won't tell him.
I promise. Whoops! Forget what I just told you. What are you blubbering about?
This makes me feel special, Dad, since I'm the one you kept. That must mean you really love me.
Interesting theory.
I'm going to find my brother. I don't care what it takes. If I have to move heaven and earth, I'm going to find him.
Yeah, right. Good luck.
A long-lost half-brother, how Dickensian.
So, any idea where this bastard lives?
Barf!
Whose parents aren't married, are they? It's the correct word, isn't it?
I guess he's got us there.
Bastard!
148. This is it?
Excuse me. Is this an orphanage?
Ooh, you're a little late, pal. They tore down the orphanage 30-odd years ago.
30 years? I'll never find him. I'm doomed to walk through this life alone. Oh, brother, where are you?
Take it easy, buddy. They moved across the street.
Oh, sorry.
I know how you feel, Mr. Simpson. I myself have spent years searching for my long-lost twin brother.
Yeah. Well, I wish I could help you, but we're looking for my brother today. Can you tell me his name?
According to our records, Mr. and Mrs. Powell adopted your brother and named him Herbert.
Herbert! Herbert Powell! Great! Where can I find him?
I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to release that information.
Oh, please, please! This is my life we're talking about here!
Well, I do sympathize with your situation, Mr. Simpson. After all, your brother could be anywhere. Even Detroit.
I know he could be anywhere! That's why I want you to narrow it down! Please!
You know, Mr. Simpson, if you ask me, the city of brotherly love isn't Philadelphia, it's Detroit.
Well, if you ask me, changing a subject makes you the most worthless, heartless excuse for a human being I ever...
Read between the lines, you fool!
No! Oh, I get it! Okay.
Here's 20 bucks. Now will you tell me where my brother lives?
Mr. Simpson, I don't want...
Just take it and tell me!
Detroit. He lives in Detroit.
Fine. Thank you.
Let's see. Powell. Pomeranch. Pool. Hopkin. Potter. Quigley. Quimby. Randolph. Oop, too far.
Here it is! Powell!
Luck, homie?
No, I called all three Herbert Powells in Detroit. Nothing.
Well, you want to try that H, Powell?
H! Of course! That could stand for Herbert. It's a long shot, but... Yellow!
Is this H. Powell of Detroit, Michigan?
Yeah.
By any chance, does the H stand for Herbert?
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Woo! The H stands for Herbert!
Herb, were you adopted?
Yeah.
From the Shelbyville orphanage?
How did you know that? Because I'm your baby brother, Homer.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Stupid phone!
Hey, knock it off. I'm here.
We're just silent because of the emotion involved.
Oh, sorry.
Homer, I think we need to get together.
Okay, brother. Grab the next plane to Springfield. We got a couch that folds out.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you come here?
Are we there yet? Just a little further! Lisa, if you don't behave, we'll turn this car right around and go home.
But Marge, I want to see my brother.
Oh,
I...
for God's sakes, Homer, it's an empty threat.
Don't!
Did you know you were going... Oh, sorry, sir, I didn't know it was you.
That's okay, carry on. See the way I handle that, Marge?
Wow! What are you doing here?
What does it look like?
Every day we're losing ground to the Japanese, and I want to know why.
Unfair trade practices?
Mushy-headed one-worlders in Washington?
Some sort of gypsy curse?
I'm tired of excuses. Why did I ever hire you Harvard deadheads?
Because you went there, sir.
Yeah, but Mommy and Daddy didn't pay my way. I had to work my way through washing your dishes and scrubbing your toilets.
Oh, yeah, now I remember you.
Have you come up with a name for our new economy model?
You're going to love this, Chief. The Persephone.
Persephone?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell kind of name is Persephone?
She was the Greek goddess of spring and rebirth.
Oh,
and get this, sir. She was carried off to Hades by the king of the underworld. While there, she ate 6 pomegranates.
People don't want cars named after hungry old Greek broads! They want names like Mustang and Cheetah, vicious animal names. The problem with you guys is you've forgotten your roots. You, what are your roots?
Well, I guess you could say they extend to when the Angles met the Saxons.
In other words, when white met bread.
Sir, we'd love to know what your roots are and what they have to teach us.
I have no roots. All I know is that I'm just a lonely guy.
Oh. What's he talking about?
Good Lord.
Marge, this can't be the right address. Hello in there.
Homer?
Herb?
You look just like... Except you got a little more. And a little less. God, I feel so... Homer!
Welcome to my home, brother.
Holy moly, the bastard's rich. Herb, allow me to introduce my family. This is my wife, Marge.
Hello.
Hello. You old dog, she's gorgeous.
Thank you.
And our three children, Bart, Lisa, and Maggie.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Mr. Powell.
All born in wedlock?
Yeah, though the boy was a close call.
So, Lisa, are you the little hellraiser your father told me about?
No, sir, I can assure you I'm not.
I'm the little hellraiser, sir.
Would you like to hold the baby, Herb?
Oh, I'm afraid I wouldn't know how.
No, what's to know? Just dive in. Catch! Whoop!
God, that new baby smell. Homer, you're the richest man I know.
I feel the same about you.
While you're here, I want you to make yourselves right at home. Anytime you're hungry, anytime, day or night, Cook will make you anything you want.
Even pork chop?
Absolutely. We have a tennis court, a swimming pool,
you
a screening
mean if
room.
I want pork chops even in the middle of the night? Your guy will fry them up?
Sure. That's what he's paid for. Now, if you need towels, laundry, maids...
Wait. Let me see if I got this straight. It's Christmas Day, 4 a.m. There's a rumble in my stomach.
Homer, please.
Your old man sure loves pork chops.
He sure does, Uncle Herb.
Bart, Uncle Herb sounds so formal. Do you think you could call me Unky Herb?
Oh, no problemo, Unky Herb.
Yeah, he's adorable. My nephew's adorable.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Will you kids shut up?
So, Marge, a little about yourself.
Oh, well, I met Homer in high school. We got married and had three beautiful children.
Wow. We have so much catching up to do.
Actually, I just told you pretty much everything.
Watch me die!
Watch me die!
Watch me die! Watch
okay,
die.
We're watching!
I hope we're not spoiling them.
Man, you didn't do what I did!
Did I do a double whammy with the hat?
A millionaire?
Oh, I kept the wrong one. Look, son, I'll come as soon as I can get out of here. In the meantime... Please don't do anything stupid.
Unky Herb, can I sit over the side?
I love this kid. Hock your brains out.
Oh, got him!
Hello, Cook. Sorry to bother you so late, but I got a hankering for some... That's right. Don't forget the applesauce.
Okay, Homer. Pick out anyone you want.
Are you sure you want to give me a car?
Hey, you know what these things cost me? There's maybe $40 worth of steel in them.
Oh, okay. I'd like a big one, then.
We don't have a big one.
Why not?
Because Americans don't want big cars.
Well, then give me one with lots of pep.
Sorry, our cars don't have pep.
Why not?
Because Americans want good mileage, not pep.
Homer... Tell the nice man what country you come from.
America.
Do you hear that, you morons? This is why we're getting killed in the marketplace. Instead of listening to what people want, you're telling them what they want. Homer, I need your help.
You do?
Yeah. I want you to help me design a car. A car for all the Homer Simpsons out there. And I want to pay you $200,000 a year.
And I want to let you.
Homer, meet my team of engineers. They're going to build your car.
Hiya, team.
Now, boys and girls, this project is our top priority. Everything else is on hold. I don't want to see anything until it's finished.
But, sir,
direct all your questions to Mr. Homer Simpson, the man with the vision. The man who's going to bust this company out of its rut. The man who's going to change American transportation forever.
So, what kind of car would you like, Mr. Simpson?
I don't know.
Whatever you kids want to do today, you just tell Unky Herb.
Oh, dear.
I want to go on a pony ride, Unky Herb.
I want to go on a boat ride, Unky Herb.
Pony ride.
Boat ride.
Pony ride.
Boat ride.
Pony ride.
Boat ride.
Pony ride.
Boat ride.
Pony ride.
Ahoy, matey!
Yee-haw!
Kids are so easy to please.
Mm, I really hope we're not spoiling them.
What's that?
The onboard computer.
All right. Ooh, what's that doohickey?
Mr. Simpson, your brother told you to help us with this car, now, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you get us some coffee?
Oh, okay.
Batting ninth, Unky Herb!
Oh, boy.
Hey, Homer, how's your car coming?
Oh, fine. You were putting in an onboard something or other and racking peanut steering, I guess.
Homer.
Huh?
You didn't ask for rack and pinion steering, did you?
Yeah, I think I did.
How could you ask for it? You don't even know what it is. You just called it rack and peanut steering.
May I be excused, please?
No. Homer, do you know why I gave you this job?
Because you think I'm a genius?
No, I don't think you're a genius.
Well, because you think I'm dynamic?
I don't think you're dynamic.
You think I work well with others?
No. Homer, I gave you this job because you're an average schmo.
Oh, great.
All you need is a little self-confidence.
Oh, Unky Herb, I don't know anything about cars.
Listen to me. Here's what you do. From now on, before you say anything, say to yourself, if I was ever sure of anything, I'm sure of this. Do you understand?
Sort of.
Homer!
What?
Answer me again with self-confidence.
Sort of!
Now go get him!
All right, you eggheads! I want a place in this car to put my drink!
Sir, the car has a beverage holder.
Hello! Hello, Einstein! I said a place to put my drink! You know those super slinkers they sell in the Quickie Mart? The cup is this big.
Extremely large beverage holder.
I'm not done yet. You know that little ball you put on the aerial so you can find your car in the parking lot? That should be on every car.
Little ball.
And some things are so snazzy they never go out of style. Like tail fins and bubble domes and
jet
carpeting.
Yellow. Uh-huh. Well, you know what? I'm glad you're nervous because that means we're on the right track. All right. Okay, this is what you're going to do. You're going to hang up, call me back, and say the exact opposite of everything you just said. Goodbye. All right, Lisa, come over here.
What is it, Unky Herb?
I want you to hear what the guys down at the plant think of your old man. Yellow.
Homer Simpson is a brilliant man with lots of well-thought-out, practical ideas. He is ensuring the financial security of this company for years to come. Oh, yes. And his personal hygiene is above reproach.
Whoa, I just agreed.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
I want a horn here, here, and here. You can never find a horn when you're mad. And they should all play La Cucaracha.
And do, Mr. S.
And sometimes the kids are in the back seat. They're hollering. They're making you nuts. There's got to be something you can do about that.
Maybe a built-in video game would keep them entertained?
You're fired! What is my brother paying you for?
What about a separate soundproof bubble dome for the kids? With optional restraints and muzzles?
Bullseye! And another thing. When I gun the motor, I want people to think the world is coming to an end. Run, run, run!
The mouse is named Itchy, and the cat is named Scratchy.
They hate each other.
And they're not shy about expressing it.
Oh, good, 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 good. To think I wasted my life in boardrooms and stockholders' meetings when I could have been watching cartoons.
This old fool has wasted his life.
Hello there. Do you miss the Antarctic?
Now this is spoiling them.
No!
Oh,
Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed stockholders, members of the press, Your Holiness, tonight we are going to witness automotive history.
All my life, I have searched for a car that feels a certain way. Powerful like a gorilla, yet soft and yielding like a Nerf ball. Now at last, I have found it.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the car designed for the average man, the Homer.
Any questions?
What does this monstrosity cost?
Jerry, what's the sticker price?
$82,000! This monstrosity cost $82,000? What have I done? I mean, the zoo was fun, but I'm ruined!
Bye, Unky Herb.
Gee, Herb, because of me, you lost your business, your home, and all your possessions. I can't help but think that maybe you would have been better off if I'd never come into your life.
Maybe I would have been better off. Maybe? Why, you spongehead, of course I'd have been better off. As far as I'm concerned, I have no brother.
Maybe he just said that to make conversation.
His life was an unbridled success until he found out he was a Simpson.
I'm here! Now where's that millionaire chip off the old block I call Sonny Boy?
Get in, Dad. I'll explain on the way home.
Oh, I knew you'd blow it!
Dad?
What is it, boy?
I thought your car was really cool.
Thanks, boy. I was waiting for someone to say that.